TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, Home Repairs are again kicking Andy's ass. We do our March Madness round of the worst movie ever tournament and we read some listener email. And when you hear this sound... Bass! That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Uh-oh. Volume's coming in both ears. Welcome to TanCast. I'm going to fix this as we go.
You sexy motherfuckers.
There we go. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
Hooray! It rattles to life.
So, we're here.
And we are beer. Get used to it.
Green beer.
No. Did you wear green?
Had a green beer?
Any of you wore green?
I did wear green.
Drew wore green. I forgot. Well, I had an excellent excuse.
Good boy.
So, how the fuck was my week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
I was working on tiling my shower with my brother, who came back midweek. So I
is that a euphemism?
Came back.
Oh.
Midweek. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
What does that mean to me?
Means in between the butt cheeks.
Oh.
No.
Hot doggy.
Where most people are very weak.
No.
Are they?
No.
Do you know anyone really strong asshole?
Yes, I keep my butthole strong.
Lies.
Strong one way, weak another.
I'm doing my butthole kegels right now. Just in case I have a rocky turd, I want to be able to snap it off.
A rocky turd?
Yes. Adrian! We did it!
Shit! And you can shit! Everybody can shit!
You get a shit. You get a shit.
No. You diverge. We're doing Rocky. You flip to Oprah. There's no need for that. Stop it.
You get a shit. And
stop
you
it.
Get a shit.
Stop
Everybody
it.
Gives a
stop
shit.
It.
No, nobody gives a shit.
Somebody gives a shit.
Well, someone needs to stop giving shits.
Okay.
That Oprah thing reminded me of a story I heard on podcast. But anyways... Any, go on.
Oh, yeah. So, anyways. So I was wearing clothing that I did not give a shit about so that I could get grout on it and dust on it and whatever else and, you know, not care. But also, I completely forgot that it was St. Patrick's Day, even though that's a day that I should definitely remember, given that my brother's anniversary and my wife's birthday are both 2 days before it, every year. Same day.
Well, you remember those, right?
I did remember those.
Those
yes.
are important things to remember.
Yeah,
yes.
Who cares about... I mean, unless St. Patrick is married into your family, he doesn't really give a shit.
Well, I am Irish. I felt like I was, you know, letting the clans down. But,
Irish, you would get on with your story.
Okay. Well, I got to work. Got to work on Friday. It was like, I didn't wear any green yesterday. Who wants to pinch me?
Oh, you're
just
the creepy guy in your office. Now
and everybody
it's all
was like,
together.
Let me get up on that.
Just got a bunch of stares. I was like, ah, that was funny in my head.
Really? I don't believe it.
Oh, you don't believe it was funny in my head?
Andy, anything.
How long
anytime
have you known
your
me
head tells you something is funny, just don't go with it.
You need to check with the Mythbusters.
Okay. But they
no,
were just
you can't. Bum, bum,
who will
ba,
help
bum.
Me now? The Mythbusters bust no more myths.
So they did not have a good relationship, like personal?
No, they had a good working relationship. They just weren't friends.
I guess that's what I'm asking. Well, yeah. I guess, all right, that's fair. All right, I see what you're saying.
I just wanted, so like, it was like a work person that, like, you know, you have a good working relationship where, like, you know, you both trust the other one's work and you both, like, you may approach problems differently, but you both respect the other person's approach and whatever. But, like, there's no, hey, we should go get beers after this.
For some reason, I thought maybe they didn't like each other.
I think it's that, like, they're, like, personality-wise, I think they may drive each other a bit nuts.
What? They both seem on the same page.
So it's like I enjoy working with you, and I enjoy the stuff that we do, but I'm not going to spend a Saturday with you. It does kind of strike me as a little bit odd, because, you know, most of the times when I've had somebody at work where it's like, you know, like you do really good work and I appreciate working with you and you appreciate the work that I do. There's usually also like, and yeah, let's go get dinner after work sometime, or yeah, let's, you know, go do a happy hour or something like that, you know, or, you know, let's make sure this person gets an invite to happy hour. Cause I've never worked with somebody where like there's, you know, good, like, work ethic and, like, good work camaraderie, but, like, absolutely no, like, you know, like personality mesh. I don't think I've ever experienced that. So, like, I've read stuff where Adam Savage has explained it, and, like, I've watched interviews where he's explained it, and, like, it's still a little hard for me to wrap my head around.
All my coworkers are dead to me as soon as I walk out the door.
I feel like I definitely have that with some of my coworkers. Like, they're great. I like them. Not really people I'd want to hang out with. And I think just because, like... Yeah, I think just personality-wise, we're not like, oh, you seem like awesome, we should hang out. It's just like, you're a smart guy, you're a good worker, but yeah. I think
yeah, like, if we weren't at this job, there's no way we would hang out on our own.
Yes.
Fair enough.
And plus, they become dead to me at 6:30. Like, I'm walking out the door, I don't want to hear from you, I don't want to hear about you.
I don't want you even look in my general direction.
If I get a friend Facebook friend request, that shit will be denied.
Oh, has that happened to him?
No. No, I'm totally kidding.
Oh, I don't know. You're kind of weird, Tim.
I'm friends with maybe two of my coworkers on Facebook. With when you consider how many coworkers I have, that's a pretty small amount.
I could totally see you just leaving work and be like, fuck you guys.
Every day when Tim leaves, he extends the middle finger to everybody in the row on his way to the elevator.
And he relishes it.
Yeah, if you're not looking up, he will stand there until he catches your eye.
Yes, Tim, I see it. Okay, just making sure.
All right. See you Good Monday. Night, Bobby. See you tomorrow. Yeah, yeah.
See you Monday, fuckstick.
Fuck
Tim,
you.
HR would like to talk to you. Oh, it's because I didn't stop up there with the middle finger. Hang on, I'll make it stop.
I'll be right up.
One of our HR people at work is very, very, very pregnant, and I've been working with her even before she was in our HR department. So I was walking by and I was like, you know, I keep meaning to say congratulations. And she laughs and she goes, wait, for what? I'm not pregnant. This is just a food baby. So I turn to the side. I go, don't get a kidder. Stick my gut out. This is a food baby.
Did she laugh?
She did. That one got applause.
You guys should go out for beer together.
We should.
Maybe not immediately.
No, immediately. Get that baby a little drunk. You know, for St. Paddy's Day.
As you do.
Yeah. Oh. So I'm really happy this morning that I apparently woke up as you texted, Tim. Because I had rolled over to check my phone to see, what time is it? Is it about time to be getting up for Tancast? It's feeling a little late in the morning. There's Tim's text. Are we recording? Oh, I shouldn't have set that alarm for 11:30. I should have set that earlier.
It worked out. Well, you could have
no,
said...
No, nothing has worked out.
Not really.
No, it's been one of those recording sessions, like so many others before it. Yeah, but that tiling really kicked my ass because, as I was telling Noah earlier, I am old and soft, like a jack-o'-lantern.
Did you say telling old Noah earlier?
No, as I was telling Noah earlier.
I was telling old Noah.
As I was telling old Noah earlier, I am old and soft.
You
like
are
a jack-o'-lantern
old,
on Thanksgiving.
Soft little man.
Yes.
You guys are loving that face swap app.
Face. We are. Oh, man.
Yeah? Are you not loving the face swap app?
I don't even have it on my phone.
You got to get that shit.
Oh, you got to get that shit on there.
I don't know.
Look at what a pretty lady I am.
I feel like there was one that was super creepy that Tim did. No,
is it the one with your face on?
It was one of you looked like mentally handicapped for sure. Like,
oh dear,
a little. Yeah, you know, I don't even want to go that way. You know, it looked terrible. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, was it the one where I put my face on Tim's Tony Stark? It's like, it didn't line up our eyes quite right. So I got a huge forehead and a tiny little face.
I think that was it.
Yes, it scrunched me down a little bit. I really appreciated the one that, I actually had to outline the face for it, but it turned out pretty okay when I did Nigel Thornberry. And it stretched the shit out of my nose and gave me huge bug eyes.
And Tim as Wonder Woman was rather frightening.
Oh, it was delicious. Mm-hmm. Like, get you some of that.
It was like you're some creature from, I don't know what.
Did you like my eyes crossed
creature
Superman?
Creature from Dick Paradise.
You as Patrick Stewart looks like Vin Diesel, oddly. Like Vin Diesel, Patrick Stewart had a baby.
A little bit.
Well, somebody just put a red beard on Patrick Stewart and change his outfit to green for St. Patrick's Day. I'm like, then I'm going to put my face on it and it's going to be horrible.
I actually like that.
And you as me is kind of weird.
Tim as Wonder Woman is like the stuff of nightmares. You look like Nagilum from Star Trek.
You know Nagilum?
Yes. That was his full name.
You know what it is about the Tony Stark Tim one? Is your mouth, Andy.
Oh, yeah. When I couldn't get the eyes right, I decided to make a weird mouth.
Like, it's just, I don't know why. It just kind of throws me off.
I did like that our goatees meshed up. That was fun. I showed my wife these, and all of the ones where, like, it was...
You need to get the face swap app, fool!
All of the ones where it was like Tim's face on Noah's body or Noah's face on Tim's body or Noah's face on my body. Every single one of those, she was like, that's creepy. That's creepy. Stop it. That's creepy. Stop it. Then I showed her my face on Tim. She was like, oh, no. No, wait, sorry. Tim's face on me. Yeah. Swap that.
She's never going to have sex with you again now, Andy.
Yeah, she's just going to picture Tim's face and be like, I could be fucking that.
Wait, I could be?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be the opposite. Like, oh, no.
Closes her eyes, opens it. It's Tim's face on my huge body again.
Oh, fuck. That would be so fucked up. Like, if you were having sex with your lady and she closed her eyes and you had, like, a paper cutout, like, of, like, your friend's face and you slip it on.
Oh, one of those ones that they make where, like, the mouth moves where, like, you can do the little squeeze bulb? What's wrong, honey?
Oh, fuck. I don't think that would take a long time.
Oh, man, you'd have to have that thing like staged like right over the edge of the bed or whatever. Whatever surface you were humping on.
Are you there, Tim?
No, I left. I'm gone forever. Goodbye.
You seem delayed with your laugh.
Oh.
Oh, he was right on time for me.
Oh, maybe I was delayed. Oh, he was making something. That's why he was gone.
That's okay. I'm going to hit him with a rock.
Good times.
I knew you were up to something, little Tim.
You that one? The face swap app, fool! You got to upload that to the site so everyone can enjoy it.
I don't know how I'm going to do that. I'll figure that out later.
We'll talk about it later.
Yikes. Too bad we can't post any of the Andy ones, because they are creepalicious.
Which one's
Did
the
Did you
creepiest?
Like my sketch of the leprechaun? That was my favorite.
Yes!
This artist's sketch of the leprechaun. Ooh!
What are you talking about?
I did it. There
oh,
is a
yeah,
leprechaun
yeah,
sketch.
Yeah.
Could be a crackhead who got a hold of the wrong stuff.
I think of that every St. Patrick's Day.
Everybody seen a leprechaun say hey.
Isn't it crazy now? Like, it used to be like if you wanted to try to even remotely do this, you need like, you know, desktop computer and like Photoshop and like, you know, probably like, you know, a couple years of experience. Maybe not a couple years, maybe a year. But now it's just like, here, program, do this for me.
So I've done the thing where, you know, if you have two people in the same shot, it'll just real-time swap their faces.
Uh-huh.
And I did it with Danelle and I think I did it with Danelle and either James or Michael. And she was like, she was freaked out. She's like, this is creepy. Make this go away.
Yeah, she gets that little baby face.
And then I had James and Michael swap faces. Good times.
Creepy times.
Did they look about the same when you swapped their faces?
Not even remotely.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't really look the same to begin with.
They look very similar if you could rewind Michael's age back to James's age. But
really?
They do not currently look similar anymore.
Yeah, you're right. Because he's got the baby version of that face.
I always felt like James has bigger lips.
All right. I didn't realize you were studying my kids this closely.
I was. And that little maw on his left butt cheek. You know?
So adorable.
I don't think just studying them is right, where I see their faces quite a bit. Of all the pictures I've taken of them.
Candid photography? Aye.
Holiday snaps? He asked him knowingly. Wait, no, I said that wrong. Oh, well.
No, I think you got it.
No, holiday could be taken on a holiday.
That's right.
Candy day? Candy photography? Woo! Mr. T's face on my face. Is creepy.
I did the same thing with Andre the Giant, and it's like, something's wrong with me.
Plus, the lips always wiggle.
So wait, the app can also make you do the mouth thing?
Whoa, everybody talk at once, go.
Go, Noah.
So the app can also do, like, videos?
Mm-hmm. You have to pay for them normally, but apparently for the next 3 days, it's unlocked for free.
Huh.
Like, your face, like, does this weird little wiggle thing at the end. Maybe that's on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're about to sneeze.
No, it's not on purpose. It's just a fault of the program.
Yeah. What a shitty program.
Your mom is a shitty program?
No, the app. It's a shitty program.
Burn?
Yeah, burn.
It does do a little wiggle at the end.
I said it. Don't y'all believe me, Andy?
No, I was amused by it. I was really proud of that last Andre the Giant one that I sent you guys, because I even took pains to make sure the lighting was correct. It's the attention to detail that really makes these face swaps baby. Pop for me. Oh, good God, I'm old.
I wonder if anyone's done it, like maybe someone who's opposite sex of them, and they're like, oh, fuck, I really do look like them. like been disappointed or heartbroken, like, oh, that was not a good swap at all. I just look too like them.
I've face swapped my own face with my face, and it still doesn't look right. I was like, how can that be? It's my face.
I like that you thought of that, Tim.
Because it got a little floaty on there. What's my face doing jumping around?
I like Tim's like, what does my face look like on my face?
I'm going to swap me.
It only looks good if I'm sitting still. As soon as I move or move my face, I'm like, ah! Kill it.
Uncanny Valley.
Kill it with fire.
So I guess what we're saying on this boring, boring podcast is enjoy the face swap app. It's good times.
Maybe we should jump to the worst movie ever, March Badness round.
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Let's do it.
All right.
Worst movie ever!
All right, the goddamn round of March Badness. Because if we don't do it now, it won't be in March.
Yes, do it.
So, worst movie ever tournament. Most of last year, on and off, we watched awful movies. Two people would watch a movie. No, two people would watch one movie each. They would go against each other. All three of us would vote. Whichever movie won, quote unquote, would move on to the next round. Then we did the next round after that, where the winners would go against each other. We'd pick one winner out of that, and they would go on to the next round. This is now the next round. So we have 10 movies left. And running joke was that Noah's movies hardly ever got picked. Zero of Noah's movies made it into this round.
Of course.
It is exactly round split. Three. Five of Andy's movies and five of my movies.
Wow. Oh, we all suffered so much for these. I feel a little bad.
All right, so I'll pick out our first matchup.
All right.
Let's mix them up in the hat. Oh, wait. I can see that one's glitter. I don't want to see it. Okay. Now I can't see nothing. Okay.
Yes.
First matchup is Barbed Wire versus Grown Ups 2.
Oh.
Adam Sandler versus Pamela Anderson. Bad comedy versus bad. Just bad.
A shitty attempt to make an action movie. So Barbed Wire still has that whole don't call me babe thing going for it. But Grown Ups 2 starts with a deer pissing on somebody's face. Some Hayek's face. For no fucking reason.
Because that's hot.
And it goes down from there. Like, Grown Ups 2 doesn't, like, get better from the deer piss scene.
There's nowhere to go but up.
You know, deer piss on someone's face always makes it better.
Barbed Wire is part of the reason we don't have more female-led action movies. We had to dig out from under that hole.
Really? Pamela Anderson, well, not single-handedly. She was not the only one involved in that movie. There's many other people.
Yeah.
But studios are like, see, we tried it. Forget it. Call Bruce Willis again.
And for some reason, Grown Ups 2 did not immediately end Adam Sandler's career. I don't understand why.
I feel like, what would at this point?
This is true. I mean, he did make Jack and Jill, which I haven't seen, but from all reviews, is apparently the worst Adam Sandler movie. And he made that one after Grown Ups 2. Like, he's like, I'm going to see how many people will see my shit, no matter how far I just drive it into the ground. I think at this point,
okay, I know Noah probably has to leave soon, so let's just start burning through these.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to stick with Grown Ups 2, mainly because I still have a real strong hate-on for comedies that are completely fucking joyless.
I'm going to go with Barbed Wire, because I don't trust Andy's definition of a comedy that's joyless.
I'm going to go with Barbed Wire as well.
All right.
Oh, Grown Ups, suck it!
Hey, it made it to the third round. That's pretty fucking good for something that was pretty fucking bad.
Grown Up your ass!
Wait. Grown Ups is going through, right?
Oh, wait. So you're saying Barbed Wire is better?
No, I'm saying... Sorry. I'm choosing to kick out Barbed Wire.
Oh, so Grown Up... All right. So, Grown Up sticks around, Barbed Wire's out.
All right.
Grown Up my ass.
Okay.
Because I have seen neither, but of the two, I'd rather watch Grown Ups.
All right.
Probably way less titties. That's your problem.
Wait. Noah, which one is the worst movie? Which one, based on our descriptions?
Yes. Yeah. All right.
You could tell by what he just said. Based on the two, he'd rather watch Grown Ups. So Barbed Wire. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Barbed Wire's moving ahead. Sorry.
There we go.
Back to Grown Up your ass. Barbed Wire's
doing. I don't know why I switched. Like, we're picking the best movie of these worst movies.
All right. Next round. House of the Dead versus Sex in the City 2.
Oh.
I will tell you right now.
I don't want to watch either of those. Well, I don't want to watch House of the Dead again. And I don't want to watch Sex in the City 2 ever.
I've never seen House of the Dead, but I can't imagine I want to watch it. And I at least had a mild curiosity before seeing Sex in the City 2.
House of the Dead is... It's an Uwe Boll movie. It's awful. Start to finish.
Wait, did you both already vote for House of the Dead?
No, I haven't voted yet.
Sorry, so Sex in the City is the worst movie.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've seen House of the Dead?
I've seen House of the Dead.
I don't think I've seen either, but I don't want to watch a Sex in the City movie, I'll tell you that right now.
Any titties in House of the Dead?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I think there were titties in Alone in the Dark. But honestly, I'm having a hard time remembering House of the Dead and Alone in the Dark. They were both awful and similar. Hang on a sec.
I feel like I would watch Sex in the City. It's hard because I haven't seen House of the Dead, but I feel like I might sit through Sex in the City 2 again instead of seeing House of the Dead.
So
it's up to Andy to break this tie.
Jürgen Prochnow now, and yeah, they think that they're attending a rave and then everybody's dead. Yes, okay. You know, I still don't remember if there was titties on House of the Dead, but I at least remember which one it was. And yeah, it's absolutely...
Andy, pick!
Okay, House of the Dead.
This isn't Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You don't have to describe it to the audience.
I'm sorry. House of the Dead.
Is moving on?
Is moving on.
All right. Next.
I'm going to switch to the... Yeah, I'll say the one that's moving on. Yeah, so it's less confusing.
All right.
So the one that's moving on is the worst movie. You get that, Noah?
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
All right, who we got here? We got Alone in the Dark, speaking of. And Master of Disguise.
I've seen them both.
I'm going to go with Alone in the Dark, because I've seen Master of Disguise, and while it was horrible, I would rather watch it again than even chance seeing Alone in the Dark.
Because it would scare you, little Timmy.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, I almost went the other direction because I've seen both. And while I would watch Master of Disguise again, joyless comedy, and it damaged Dana Carvey's career, which makes me sad. Whereas, you know, fuck Uwe Boll. Fuck that guy.
Nothing damaged his career.
Yeah. So I'm torn because I hate what Master of Disguise did, but I hate Alone in the Dark as a film more. Like, I do not want to watch it again.
I'm going to go with...
And why the fuck did it have Christian Slater in it? I mean, Tara Reid, I get. Stephen Dorff, he needed a cigarette movie. But
Uwe Boll is Alone
Slater.
In the Dark, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst movie. It's moving forward.
Done.
Okay, that's 3 for 3. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, fuck it. Sorry, Dana Carvey. I mean, you're welcome, Dana Carvey. I don't know. I don't know how you should feel about that.
All right. Next matchup. That's amazing. Every single one of these matchups has been my movie versus an Andy movie.
You planned it that way, Tim.
I didn't. I have the pages flipped open specifically, so I can't tell who's going to go against who. Did I say flipped open? Flip closed. Anyway.
Freudian
Glitter
slip.
Versus Tyler Perry's Temptation, Confessions of a Serial Killer.
What was the second movie?
Tyler Perry's Temptation, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor. I think I said Serial Killer.
You did.
What was the first one?
Glitter.
Glitter.
Oh, okay. That's Mariah Carey, right?
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah. Now, Glitter put
Terrence,
Mariah Carey...
They dragged poor Terrence Stamp into that.
Oh, yeah. And it put her in the hospital, which is kind of amazing in and of itself. Tyler Perry's... I don't think it damaged anybody's career, because it was a bunch of fucking no-names except for Tyler Perry. Or at least maybe I should be blacker, and maybe I would know their names.
Racist.
Possibly. Or just I don't
Black
watch a lot of...
Black flops matter. No? No one's going to get on board for Black Flops Matter?
I was laughing, just not loud enough.
I've never seen a Tyler Perry movie, but they're pretty popular.
Yeah, but it was so fucking hackneyed. It was like, you know, this woman is going to go start going out with this... Oh, wait, it was Vanessa Williams. the boss. I forgot that, that there was one big name in it. She wasn't, like, the major character or whatever.
Wasn't there a Kardashian in it?
Was there? Oh, yeah. Kim Kardashian showed up. I forgot about that. Yeah, she was
Done.
The...
I picked Tyler Perry.
Yeah, she was the, like, the assistant. I think she was Vanessa Williams' assistant or some shit like that.
All right. You don't need to go that...
I picked The Glitter as the worst movie.
All right. Andy, break that tie.
God damn it.
God damn it indeed, because now it's 10 more minutes. I switched my vote to Glitter.
You know what? I was actually, having seen Temptation, I was going to go Glitter.
I thought Noah would switch his vote back just to be, a schmuck.
Too bad. It's Glitter. Glitter goes on. God damn, this is a fucking horrible movie, though.
All right, last one. Geely.
Oh.
Blood Rain.
Oh.
Blood Rain's the worst movie.
Oh, I gotta go for Geely. Because I would rather see the titties in Blood Rain than ever see Geely again.
But it's Uwe Boll.
I don't care. I want to drain my Uwe balls while stroking it.
You know there's this thing called the internet now?
I need variety.
Yeah, it's out there, Tim.
So there are some titties in the scene with Meatball. Meatloaf. Sorry, he was fat again, so he became Meatball. There are some titties in that scene, and you do see Kristanna Loken's titties, but, like, in context, like, the way that the Kristanna Loken sex against the wall scene happens, it's, like, not sexy. So, like, I want to be happy to see these titties, but I can't be. The movie's just so bad wrapped around it, and this scene is just, like, so out of fucking nowhere, and then, like, not, it wasn't, like, weirdly violent, but it was just, like, weirdly emotionless. It's like, this is the scene of every fuck now. Okay.
And so you pick...
Stop making things come down to me! I gotta go Geely. I feel like that hurt everyone involved way more than the Uwe Boll one did. And Alone in the Dark and House of the Dead were worse than Blood Rain.
at least people like Pacino and Walken, no one remembers they were in it. Geely.
Oh, I was about to say Blood Rain? I was like, oh, no.
All right, we did it. We picked the final five, one of which will be joined by the listener rescue. You still have time to vote for anything other than Son of the Mask.
Or Son of the Mask, you know, if you feel like actually...
You don't have time to vote for Son of the Mask. That time is over. You have time to vote for anything else. Just kidding. You can vote for Son of the Mask if you want to. It's all right, baby.
Yeah. I still want to know the fuck Ben Kingsley was doing in Blood Rain.
Masturbating. All day long.
Earning a paycheck.
Well, that totally made sense again. You know, it had Michael Madsen. Yeah, he's there for the paycheck. Udo Kier, maybe, you know, he owed Uwe Boll a favor or something. Meatloaf.
Ooh,
yeah, what the fuck else
Kangaroo
was he
Jack
to?
Is coming up behind Son of the Mask.
Oh,
Kangaroo Jack. Kangaroo Jack.
Son
Kangaroo
of Mask.
Jack.
Son of Mask. Son of the Mask.
I really don't even... I wouldn't even nominate Kangaroo Jack, necessarily.
They both have creepy CGI, but Son of the Mask was all the way through.
It's a tie between Rubber, Disaster Movie, Wicker Man, White Chicks, Super Mario Brothers for... third place.
All have one vote?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Now, when someone suggested Fan Four Stick, or Fantastic Four, the worst four movie stick? Ever. You know how they wrote the four in the word?
Yep.
Oh.
Wait, is that for the new one, or is that The Rise of the Silver Surfer?
No, that's the new one, the one with the four in the middle. The one that killed the franchise again. It's one that the director denounced before it came out.
Oof.
That's never a good marketing idea. This wasn't the movie I wanted to make. I just want everybody to know that. So don't blame me. The studio interfered, and that's why the movie's the way it is. Bro, it's not out yet. Wait till the negative reviews come in, and then distance yourself from the movie? How about that?
He's like, I'm just getting ahead of it, man. I'm getting ahead of it. I can't wait till last moment.
I'm not going down for this. You are, though.
Is it too late to do Alan Smithy?
Huh?
Isn't that the name of the fake director name for the
There is a movie called an Alan Smithy film, and I thought that's what you were suggesting, another movie for this tournament. I was like,
oh no, I
maybe
was.
Maybe that ship has sailed.
I was referencing the same thing that the name of that movie was referencing.
Got it.
Didn't we talk about this on Tancast a long time ago, where the actual director for the Alan Smithy film did Alan Smithy himself? Like, he denounced it, and, yeah.
He was like, please take my name off this movie about a director who wants to take his name off the movie.
And I'm not even being ironic.
Yeah, apparently not.
I genuinely despise it. It is horseshit.
Do we want to read the letter?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we have a yes, yes, yes.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
Tancast, listener email.
Yes, we're going to downshift this podcast a bit. Emotionally.
But not hysterically.
What?
I don't know.
Noah, you make no sense. Start making sense, Noah.
Stop making sense. I'm a Talking Heads fan.
Okay.
Who's going to read it?
The good question.
Well, we tried to let Andy read it last time, and then what happened?
It went wonderfully.
Where is it? Listener email. There it is. Fuck, I put it in Tan Laughs, because there's a Tan Laugh at the bottom.
Which I think you already did, right?
No, we did not do the laugh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were saving it to rescue us. All right, shall I do it? I've got it open.
Sure.
All right, so this came to us about a week ago from our listener... Jesus
Almighty.
Yeah. So he says, hey guys, just a quick update. Today's the 12th, and we said goodbye to Dad. He's not suffering anymore, and that's a good thing. He fought until the bitter end. He didn't want to go. My dad was the type of guy who always went out of his way to make sure everyone was okay. He fed people. He helped everyone who needed it. He wasn't the oldest of his siblings, but he was the patriarch of the family. A role that I feel will eventually fall to me, something I'm trying to aspire to. My dad was so much of a fighter that after he fell back the first time, it looked like he had passed. One of my aunts held his shoulders and started praying for the guardian angel to take him away. Even though he wasn't talking and his eyes had glazed over, the moment he heard his sister praying, his eyes opened and he shot right up. The expression on his face screamed, "Oh, hell no!" Hopefully I got that right. Near the end, I said my goodbye. I told him that I would do my best to take on his role, and whatever I couldn't do, my brothers and sisters were here to help until I was ready to take the full patriarch role myself. Even though he couldn't see, he could still hear, and he turned his head towards the ceiling. I told my mother that after everything was said and done, I wanted to try and cook for everyone. I told her that deep-fried tacos, the gringo kind, were the first thing my dad ever taught me how to make, and that's what I had in mind to contribute to the reception after the eventual funeral. I said it as low as possible, but my dad still heard me. His head turned in my direction, and I could see that familiar expression, and I could just hear my dad telling me what to expect. First, you got to figure out how much hamburger you're going to need, how many corn tortillas, then you're going to need to figure out how many people are going to show up, and how many are actually going to eat tacos, and then you need to figure out what to do with the ones that are left over. Where are you going to put them? You can't eat them all. That's who my dad was. What do you mean you don't know how to do this? Didn't anybody teach you? No, Dad, they didn't. I'm going to miss him so much, and as it turns out, we had a similar sense of humor after all. Sorry, as it turned out, we had a similar sense of humor after all. Here's some mildly inappropriate jokes from my dad, fixed up by me. Keep in mind, some are dad jokes, and one may not be very suitable for the show. I'll let you decide. You know what? In honor of your father, fuck it. We're doing them all. Sorry. I had to get the intonation right on this one, so I had to read ahead and started laughing prematurely. Do you play with yourself? I don't. I take it very seriously when I masturbate. One day, two friends were talking about their various conquests. Have you ever gotten the golden shower? Asks one. What's that? Asks the other. A golden shower is where you get underneath it, ring the little bell, and she just lets it rain down on you. Disgusted by what he heard, the second man understandably loses his lunch, with his friend laughing. You think that's funny? Asks the second man. Have you gotten your red wings yet? Puzzled, the first man cautiously asks, what are red wings? To which the second man responds, that's when you open up the curtains, pull the string out with your teak, and shake it as if you were a dog with a chew toy. I'm sure you can guess the first man's reaction. My dad always said that there may be native blood in our family. I asked him which tribe we could be descended from.
He told me the Fakawi tribe.
Yes, the Fakawi.
I asked him, which tribe is that? He told me, many moons ago, one tribe traveled many miles in the wilderness. When they got to their destination, they looked to the north, south, east, and west, and looked at their feet. From that day, they were known as the Blackfoot tribe. Our tribe, they traveled for many miles in the desert and looked to the north, south, east, and west, only to ask, where the fuck are we?
Sorry, I got to that word, I'm like, how do I pronounce this?
I only know because Alyssa read that joke for me, a long time ago, when Tancast first started. And I was like, oh, I can get this.
Oh, thank you.
I'll pick up the ball and run.
Thank you.
You did it.
Andy's fumbling. Tim jumps in.
Good assist, Tim. Good assist.
And now, take it to the end zone.
All right. He says, not many, but these stood out to me. I know it's awkward to say, but thanks again for the show. Jesus!
I mean, I hope people know that this is a listener and not the actual Jesus who's telling us that his father died, because fucking religion is going to go into a panic.
God is dead. What the fuck do we do now?
He loved tacos.
Praise be to tacos, the kind that's made by gringos.
Nice. Well done, sir.
And that's why we are never asked to officiate any funerals.
And on the eighth day, God made tacos, and it was good.
And on the ninth day, God made splattery diarrhea.
Oh.
No? Am I the only one who gets splattery diarrhea when he eats tacos? Fine. Sure, yeah. I'm the first one to come up with that.
Yeah, you need to find a better taqueria. A non-diarrhea taqueria.
I go to the diarrhea taqueria. That's their name.
When you slide into first and you feel something burst, diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Did I tell you when I was a kid, I thought the only requirement for that song was for the things to rhyme?
Like, so, wait, what?
Like, I didn't get that the first and the burst was the actual burst of diarrhea. I just thought, okay, first rhymes with burst.
So, wait, you thought diarrhea had nothing to do with,
like... Yep, I thought it was just like, hey, diarrhea is a funny word. Aren't we singing a song, everybody? Let's do this.
Did you know what diarrhea was?
Yeah, I knew what diarrhea was.
Okay.
Like, I was like, when you're washing in the sink and you see something pink, I'm like, guys, I did one. I made one up myself.
I'm like, yeah, wait,
I'm sure people were like, pink? Like, why is it pink?
Why are you doing it in the sink?
You gotta sit on the bowl, baby. I remember that one specifically. I was like, well, that, in retrospect, that makes no sense.
Now that I think about it, and I did.
But I know I was just spouting off a bajillion rhyming things that had nothing to do with diarrhea. And I'm sure my friends were like, what the fuck is wrong with Tim? Why do we invite him to things?
What is second?
Because we're four? All right. That's fair enough.
What's second?
I don't remember second.
Like, I can never remember second because I can't think of anything that rhymes.
Hang on. We'll solve this.
Yeah.
What is second base in the diarrhea song?
Searching for second base in the diarrhea song on the iTunes store.
Nope, don't do that.
What is the second verse of the diarrhea song? When you're driving in your Chevy and your pants are getting heavy? No. It's not second. It's two and your pants are full of goo. When you're on a ladder and you feel something splatter.
In fairness, these all rhyme.
Yes. Sliding into third, you feel a juicy turd. Sliding into home and your pants begin to foam.
Oh, well, there's a Wikipedia on it.
Oh.
Oh, I guess there isn't. Someone linked to it, but there's actually no information.
Ew. Some people think it's gross, but it's really good on toast.
No. No.
When you're running into second and you need a disinfectant.
I don't like that.
No way.
There's a website called Official Diaries where you're working very hard and your asshole leaves you scarred.
Oh, wow.
When you lie down for a siesta and your ass has a fiesta. When you're reaching for your...
I'd like to remind you, Jesus is listening at home going, really? You went straight from my letter about my dad to a fucking song about diarrhea.
When you're reaching...
After I just said I like this show.
When you're reaching for a glass and poop shoots out your ass. When you're sitting with your girl and your butt begins to hurl. When you're like walking through the store and there's cleanup on aisle four.
I'm dying.
Oh, man. When you change your stance and your cottage cheese just filled your pants. When you run a stout and it keeps shooting out. Oh. When your pants are feel really mushy and they're filled with something slushy.
Slushy.
When your friends are in the way and your butt's about to spray.
Why are my friends in the way?
They need to watch out.
Like, move,
move. Maybe they're in the way between you and the toilet.
Yes. Move.
I thought they were in the line of fire. Hey, Bill, can I look at your bare ass for a second? Not now! It's too late.
I feel like this one's a stretch. When you're a U.S. healthcare professional and your feces are exo-intestinal.
Whoa.
I say nay.
I say edit Wikipedia and remove that monstrosity.
This is not Wikipedia. Wikipedia has a blank page. They just found some blog spot.
Oh, okay.
I feel like as they go down, they're not as good.
Yeah. That one was definitely, pardon the expression, scraping bottom.
When the smells is like a fart, but it comes out like a dart. When you eat a juicy pickle, your butt begins to tickle. Yeah, you know, and I feel like I've heard the diarrhea song in a movie, but I don't remember what they said for a second.
Yeah, I can't think of any other word for second base.
One of those mysteries of life, my friend.
When you're taking second base and it splatters across your face.
Oh,
I was going to say stinking up the place.
I think I think it's two. I see two keep popping up.
What, base number two? When you...
Oh, I guess disinfected. This one has disinfectant and goo. So when you're flying in two and your pants are full of goo and flying in second and you need some disinfectant. I don't like that as much, though.
All right. Well, you don't got to like it, baby.
Oh, well. Yeah. Such is the world. Such is the world.
We're prepping for our big Disneyland trip next week, which is why we won't be recording next week. Yeah. Hopping in the van on my birthday, driving down, spending
Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and whatever that Saturday is, and then leave coming back Easter Sunday.
That Saturday does have a name. I can't remember what the hell it is.
The last day you can't do the shit you like to do.
Yes.
If you're Catholic.
Yes. I always love to tell people when they're talking about what they gave up for Lent, I gave up being Catholic. Like, oh, you were Catholic? No, never. Just declared I wouldn't be. Oh, it's Holy Wednesday, Maundy Thursday. Well, I guess also known as Holy Thursday.
I tell people I gave up symbolic gestures.
Empty gestures that don't actually bring me any closer to God.
Shall we tag it and bag it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're pretty good. I mean, you know.
I mean, we dissected the song Diarrhea. Where do you go from there?
Yes.
Only
time to wipe and flush.
Yeah.
Only down the tubes. Down the tubes.
Oh, I meant to say I've watched everything but the last three episodes of the latest season of Daredevil, and it's good. I can't wait to see how it ends. It is costing me sleep, though.
Better or worse? Like, better than the first season? Or same?
Some parts it's better, some parts not. I like the whole Punisher storyline. I could do without the Elektra plot. I don't like.
Okay.
But so many fucking balls are in the air that I'm like, how are we going to wrap this up in three episodes? Ah!
I'm looking forward to it. I haven't given it a shot yet because I have been fucking exhausted.
I happen to be washing dishes at midnight when it's like, and now it's live. I'm like, all right.
How many episodes did you watch that night?
3.5.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, Jesus. Like,
they always end with like, you want to see more of this right now, don't you? Yes, I do!
Yep. Yeah, they updated the iPhone app finally where just like on the TV, it'll do the coming up next. And if you got a 10-second countdown to nope out or else it's going to go.
Oh, you can turn that off.
I know, but I don't because that's how it just jumps me past all of the previously on Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But yeah, that's cost me a bit of sleep too, where it's like I'll watch one in the middle of the night and I'll be like, I'll start another one. Oh, how's this going to end? I'll start another one. Just feed me crack.
That's the one thing they've added. I don't know if this was the case of the first season, but they've added a stinger in the front. That's not like previously on. It's like a little before the credit scene. And I feel like last season that wasn't there. So if you were binge watching it, it would just skip the credits and go straight back into the show. But now you can't do that because the credits are in between that stinger and the rest of the show. So now I have to keep watching the credits. That's it.
Yeah, I don't like that Netflix is like gone. I mean, they know people binge watch, but it seems like a bunch of their shows they do like long credits in front of. People don't like this. Like Lost. Lost had a great opening credits where it was just the sting and the noise and the word Lost flies at the screen. That's it. Like Black-ish just tosses up the words Black-ish and then the name of the person who created the show and it's right back into the show. That's it. That's how it should be done.
I think we need to bring back awesome theme songs.
Whatever happened to predictability?
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
What was that? Hmm?
I said, actually, that theme song is back.
Yes, it
but
is.
I did not binge watch that. I watched one episode, and I was like, and I'm done.
Good enough.
Stephanie's titties ain't worth all this.
Mm.
I'd rather watch Blood Rain. Okay, we were signing off before I got off on the tangent.
Yeah, remember, I don't know what you shouldn't trust this week. Never trust a fart. It might be a shark. Diarrhea.
Not today, remembering to check whether or not your microphone is on mute before you start recording.
This week, I hate my younger brother mocking me for my soft, soft hands. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week! Please!
But you love her for helping you.
Yes, I do love my brother for helping me.
Thank you for translating that for the yawn impaired.
Yes. Yeah. I ripped the tips off three
Andy,
of my fingers.
Nope.
Ha ha ha!
That was literally all I was going to say, Noah. I ripped the tips off three of my fingers.
I can never tell with you, Andy.
Oh, that was a hell of a cough spasm from that laugh.
Oh, no good.
My lungs all tried to get on the outside at once. Like, no, we need to be inverted.
I had that happen earlier this week when I was painting on this vapor barrier
Andy.
Shit. But no, I'm just saying, wear a mask. If you're ever redoing a shower, wear a mask. Take it from me.
I always wear a mask.
Nailed it.
Fuck cancer.
All right. Oh, right.
Yeah. All right.
Didn't get the context. Now I do.
Stopping it now.